To repeat a brisa, we learned that if two people carry out something together, that they each could carry it alone. Rav Meir says the chayav. Rav Yehuda and Shimon say the potter. If they each individually could not have carried it alone, Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir say the chayav. Rav Shimon still says the potter. If one of them would have been able to carry out by himself, the other could not. All agree that he, whoever the he is, we'll see, is chayav. What's the point of makalei between the tanaim? The brisa says the pasuk says ba'asoyso, and this word teaches that you only chayav for doing an entire maisa, not for less than an entire act. And therefore, something which could be done by one person, but instead is done by two people, it will not lead to a chiyuv chatos. Rav Yehuda says, but if one person cannot do it by himself, and therefore two people do it, they'll both be chayiv. But if it can be done by one and it is done by two, that's when they're potter. Rav Shimon says, even if someone can't do the act alone, but if two people do something together, they are potter. That's what we learn from the pasuk. Point of machlekes is the pasuk of Basoisa has three extra words, exclusionary words. Rav Shimon says the three exclusions that teach that there is no chiyev when one person makes the akir and another person makes the anokha. The second, when two people carry something that each could have carried alone. And number three is when two people carry something that each alone, even if they could not have carried it alone. Rav Yehuda says the three exclusions teach that there is no chiyev. Number one, when one person makes the akir and the other person makes the anokha. Two, when two people carry something that each person could have carried alone. And number three, when someone doesn't have air because Bezdin mistakenly told him that it was mutter, so in that case, the teacher doesn't have to do a chatos. According to Rav Meir, the pasuk only has two exclusionary words, and according to him, these two exclusions are that there's no chiyev. Number one, when one person makes the akira, another person makes the anocha. Number two, when someone doesn't have air because Bezdin mistakenly told him that it was mutter, he doesn't have to bring a chatos in that case. Therefore, according to him, when two people carry something, they're always going to be chayev. Okay, so the Braise said if one person could have carried the item alone and the other person could not, and the two of them carry this thing together, so he is chayev. Who is chayev? Who is the one? Who is the he who is chayev? Chista says it's the one who could have carried on his own because the other person is not really doing anything. Therefore, it's the one who could have carried. He's the one who's chayev. Rav Nuna asked, but the other person is helping, so he should be chayev. Also, Rav Chista said helping misayeya is not significant, and therefore there's no chiyev for that. Rav Zvidin, the name of Rav, wanted to bring a raya from a Mishnah that misayeya is not significant because if a zov is sitting on an animal and an animal is standing under each one of his legs, there's a keli, a coat or a beged or whatever it is, so they do not become tame. Why? Because an animal can stand on three legs, so each leg is considered to only be misayeya, the only three, and not truly bearing the weight of the zov. So we see from here, misayeya is not considered to be significant. Yehuda min Descartes said this is not a raya because the leg of an animal is different than a second person helping, because an animal often doesn't even put down the fourth leg altogether, and therefore it's not even considered misayeya. Maybe that's why it's not considered to be significant. But helping misayeya may be significant. Or it says no, because if misayeya would be significant, then the begodim under the animal's legs would be tame, because the leg that's lifted is not always the same leg, and therefore it should make a tame. We see from a Mishnah that if there's a possibility that a zov lied on something, it becomes tame. Over here also, then, if there's a possibility that each leg is not going to be the one that's going to be lifted, it should make it, therefore, tame. The fact that it's not tame is because even though they are misayeya, still, misayeya is not significant. Probably the name of Rabbi brings a ride from a Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi says that a stationary horse, only the front legs, the items under the front legs of it will become tame if a zov sits on that horse. By a donkey, it's the other way around, it's the back legs. You see that the other two legs are only considered to be misayeya, and therefore they're not significant. Vashi says we see this from a brisa where Rabbi Eliezer says that if a kohen is standing on the floor with one leg while he's doing the avodah, there can't be a chatzitza between his feet and the floor, and the other foot he has on top of a keli. So he says, so really it should be possible the avodah. However, if we pushed away the keli, he would still be standing on the foot that's on the floor. So you see that this foot that was on the keli is only misayeya, then the avodah would be kosher. So you see, misayeya is not significant. Ravina says we see from a brisa that says if the left hand is helping the kohen's right hand in the avodah, it's still kosher because misayeya is not significant. It said in the Braisa that according to some, if two people carry out something that they each could have carried out on their own, according to some, that would make them chayev. But if they could not have carried out on their own, then they're both going to be chayev. The question is, does there need to be a minimum share for each person carrying, or one share for both combined? One says one share is enough. The other says there must be a minimum of two shiurim for them both to be chayiv. A papa named Rav brings a ride from a Mishnah that says if there's a kalim underneath the bed legs, all four bed legs, and the zov sits on the bed, so all the kalim underneath the bed legs become tame, even though each leg is only bearing some of the weight. So you see, one shear of the zov's weight is enough for all four to become tame. So charaya, that one shear for all is enough. Nachum Yitzchak brings a raya from a Mishnah which says if two people trap an animal that they couldn't trap alone, they're chayav. The Mishnah doesn't require them to trap two animals, which would be two shiurim to be chayav. You see again that one shiur is enough for both people. Ravina brings a raya from a Braisa that says that two people who together steal and shecht a sheep or an ox are chayav to pay the penalty of four or five times. Dalad vehei. The Mishnah doesn't require each of them to steal and shecht a separate animal. We see that one shiur is enough for both of them. Ravashi brings a proof from a Braisa that says two people carry out the reed of a weaver, they're chayav. Now presumably this is only big enough for one shiur of carrying, and we still see that one shiur is enough to make both of them chayav. Rav Acha, son of Rava, says maybe the reed was big enough to be used to cook two easily cooked eggs, and that's maybe that's why they're both chayev. Gemara says that can't be, because then the Braisa wouldn't have specified a weaver's reed. It should have just said a reed. Still, the Gemara says maybe we're dealing with a weaver's reed that's big enough to be carried out, that has to be considered out with two people, a very big one, and therefore it's considered to be two shiurim. The mission, if someone carries out less than a full shear of food in a keli, is putter for carrying the food and the keli, because the keli becomes bottle to the food. Carries out a live person in the bed, he's putter because of chai noisias atzmai, and he's putter for the bed also, because the bed, again, is bottle to the person. If someone carries out a mace in the bed, he's chayiv. Also chayiv carrying out a kazayas of a mace, or a kazayas of a vela, or even a lentil-sized piece of a sheretz, a kadosha. Shimon says he's putter in these cases because he's taking out a source of tumah, not because he needs them elsewhere, because he wants to remove them from where they are, which is a malacha shayna tzricha legufa. And a malacha shayna tzricha legufa, Rav Shimon holds his potter. Gemara Braisa says if someone takes out a full shear of food in a keli, he's chayav for carrying out the food, but potter for carrying out the keli. If he needed the keli to be taken out for another use also, then he's chayav for carrying out the keli also. Braisa says mashma be chayav two separate chatois, even if this carrying was done in one period of unawareness. I mean, if someone ate two kazaisim of chayav in one period of unawareness, he should be also chayav two chatois based on this. Shaysha said the Braisa could be talking about where he's chayav, where he's a shogig regarding the food, that's why he's chayav chatas for that, and a mazir regarding a keli, and that's why he's chayav. So the for that is what it means chayiv. So although there are two chiyuvim, there's no proof that he could be chayiv two chatoyis for the same aver in one period of unawareness. Actually, yes, the Braisa says afal akli, which is mashma the chiyuv is the same for both, meaning two karbonas. Actually, therefore says that the Braisa is discussing where he's a shoygig on the food and on the keli, and he first found out about one of the averes and later found out about the other aver, in which case he'd be chayiv two chatoyis, which is based on the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, which we discussed some time ago. At what point in time would he have to find out about the second one to make it now a new separate chiyuv chatos?